There's a lot to talk about as beef producers gather this week. It's the first in-person annual general meeting for Manitoba's beef producers since the pandemic hit. Tyler Fulton is the president of the group and has a cattle operation in the Birtle area. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Appreciate your time. It's been a tough couple years for your industry, Tyler. How are you feeling about the coming year?
You know, actually, we're pretty optimistic about things. We can't ignore the challenges that we've had over the last couple of years, as you mentioned, but we've got a scenario where prices have really started to improve, and the prospect, if we get some normal weather, is that we've got some profitability in the industry that's coming, and that's something that's sorely needed.
Yeah, you've got your first AGM in person in the last couple of years coming up this week. What are some of the issues that you're going to be talking about at this week's meeting?
Yeah, we're super excited to be back in person. We're really missing that face-to-face, meetings and visiting with old friends and even neighbors that we haven't seen for a while. So yeah, some of the topics that we're covering are research related ones that will kind of improve practices on the farm, things like managing predation loss and even ensuring we're capturing as much value in the feed that we grow based on timing. So lots of like science based research that we can make use of on the farm. That's a key aspect. And it seems actually that the theme that we've that we're going by is really all about managing risk. And so we have a panel on our second day that is exclusively focused on managing risk on the farm, whether that be price risk from shocks to the market like we saw during the pandemic, or weather risks. We have a producer from BC who's actually who had a ton of experience during the wildfires of 2021, and he's going to share his experiences and some take-home messages there. So we're lots of different topics, but if there's one theme, it would be in managing risk.
And is that becoming a bigger concern for cattle producers?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, we obviously are coming out of the last 2 years, the drought of 2021, which was just widespread across Western Canada, that really took feed production down to really very low levels, and that impacted really the viability of our farms and ranches. Based on the fact that you need to be able to have the feedstock to feed the animals. So that's one aspect. And then last year, kind of compounding on that lingering drought effect, in the spring during calving season for many of us, we just had those subsequent storms, 3-4 storms in a row that hit Manitoba really hard and made it extremely difficult to operate in that critical time frame of calving. Obviously it's pretty fresh in our minds, and that's a reason why we're trying to build up resilience within our producer base to be able to work through those situations.
What sense do you have of how many beef producers have left the industry in Manitoba?
So it's we have, we think, approximately 6,200 beef producers across Manitoba. And after the drought and the effects of the storms last year, we think we actually saw about 9% of the cow herd leave the province. So it's hard to kind of connect that directly to individual farmers, but we saw more herd dispersals from family farms this winter than we've seen in probably close to two decades. So it's those challenges that we faced over the last couple of years, in combination with with an older demographic, really did layer on the trends that we're seeing. But I am optimistic that with some improvements in prices and some more normal weather, that we're gonna change things around and get back to a growth trend.
You mentioned the AGM. You mentioned the growth. Hopefully, the face-to-face community feel of the AGM will help things out. But what you just touched on it. What's it going to take to create growth again?
I think really an industry-wide optimism that there's potential and opportunity in our business. Part of that is just having the confidence. That society at large knows the value of having cattle on the landscape. It's just such a critical thing to our local communities, to biodiversity, and even to environmental factors like carbon sequestration and greenhouse gas emissions. We are or consider ourselves to be a critical part of the solution to these problems. And when producers kind of feel supported in that way, I really think, you know, in combination with having some profitability, I really think that will be the driver of growth.
Tyler, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Tyler Fulton is the president of Manitoba Beef Producers and has a cattle operation in the Bertle area.